It's your time on Her Radio. Be a part of the show. Make your comments, ask your questions by email. Ask her at radiomd.com
or by calling
877-711-5211. Time to ask her.
Okay, go ahead and ask her, for crying out loud. This is Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robson, and we're here to answer your questions. We're just loving this segment to be able to really connect with you. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. It's a brand new segment we're doing. So you can email us. At some point, you'll be able to actually call in and ask us questions directly. But for now, you're going to go through email. So we're so excited. So let's start with the first question, Pam, right?
Okay. So the first question from one of our listeners is, how come my breast hurts so much? What's up?
Ooh.
Breast pain. Ouch.
Ouch.
Okay, wait a minute. Why'd your hands go up too? Well, anyway. It's sort of like
Ouch.
A natural thing. Both of our hands go up protectively over our mammaries, as we say in the business. So, okay. So the main reason why this happens is something called cyclic pain. And yeah, you're PMSing, and it's all controlled by the simple estrogen-progesterone cycle. And this usually occurs right before your period, and then it goes bye-bye right when your period begins. And so within the first 2 to 3 days, it's all gone. That's just the breast tissue responding to that. But it's not the only reason why this happens.
No. Reason number two could be you've upped your workouts, right? So, you know, you're doing more push-ups, and you're using muscles underneath the breasts that maybe you haven't been using. So that also can cause soreness. Pam, you know this better than I do, since I don't really do push-ups, so we know you do.
Oh, God, here we go. Well, you really, seriously, we're talking about your pectoral muscle. Those are chest muscles. And at the same time, the costochondral muscles that are between your ribs. And believe it or not, man, those little suckers can hurt. And it's not just your workout. What if you're lifting something at home and you strain one of those muscles and
furniture.
Whoa, and you're raising your hand, you're doing
furniture thing,
right?
I'm always moving furniture around, right? So that always does it. But, you know, the interesting thing is you can actually use a heating pad, right? And you can also take some type of ibuprofen to help.
Well, you know, a nonsteroidal usually helps with a lot of this too. But wait a minute, we got more reasons why this is going on too. How about your BRA, your bra? How about those bras that don't fit either? Most of the time, they're too small, and they're really giving you a strain, and it hurts. Or
Right. You're
in that workout bra that just doesn't work.
Fit. That workout bra that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You know what I'm talking about? You're doing the little floppy thing here, and oh, man, after a while, it strains your breast and the muscles underneath, so that's no fun, right?
No, and which bra do you use, Pam? Because you work out all the time. I use Lululemon's bra, and I love their workout bra, and I love it. It's so supportive.
You know, there's so many good ones out there. My current favorite includes Under Armour, because they have a nice, strong cross, a little cross in the back that really holds you up no matter how much jumping around and everything you do, which is really great. Champion puts out some moving comfort. You want ones that are really hold you up. I mean, you know, you see so many of these bras that are meant for marathoners with a 32A, you know, cup size.
Exactly.
And you're saying, no, you know, it's women come in all different kinds of sizes. And,
right.
You know, here's a surprise for you, Michelle. Stress. And when you're under stress, you drink too much what? Coffee.
Coffee or lattes?
Yep. And didn't you tell me that was a reason why your breast hurt so much?
Yeah, it was one breast, actually, my right breast. It was underneath the armpit. It radiated to underneath the armpit. And it was because I was drinking too many lattes. So when I quit drinking coffee afternoon, it was much better. And then also, because I wear an estradiol patch, because I'm, you know, I had a complete hysterectomy, if I had too much estrogen in my body, I would feel it in my breasts, and they would take down the estrogen. They would just notch it down a little bit, and then it would go away.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that is in the back of the minds of so many women out there is whether or not, you know, gosh, is this cancer? Am I going to be? You know, what's really interesting is the mass majority of breast lumps that are associated with cancer are not painful.
There's no pain, right.
Yeah, there's usually no pain. What does cause you some discomfort are fibrocysts. In other words, you have cysts in your breast, and those can be stimulated in terms of pain by, once again, caffeine, even stress. So it's important to remember that there are lots of reasons why your breast can, you know, feel so uncomfortable. And one last thing, that PMS cyclic pain, that's usually both breasts at the same time. Michelle just said that she felt discomfort in one breast when she had that issue with the coffee and the rest of it. And that helps differentiate what's going on out there. So I hope that helped you, whoever asked that question, because we just gave a big mouth answer to that one.
We have our own experience with it too, so that's always good, because a lot of women suffer from those fibrocystic breasts, so they, you know, they're lumpy and they're just, you know, they fill with fluid. So you have to, you know, what kind of breasts you have, and then you have to really have great breast health and take care of them. That's
critical.
And get
a good bra fitting while you're at it.
Exactly.
I mean, both sports bra and otherwise. So here's a great question. I love this one.
Me too.
How come I feel so sleepy after I eat? Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just fall into food coma right after they've had their, you know, meal, and oftentimes it's like lunch, dinner, and a lot of times, you know, this is really a pain. And so, you know, let's just sort of parse this. This isn't just about turkey dinner. People think they just sort of slip into that food coma right after they've had the big boy in November.
The tryptophan, is that what it is, Pam? Tryptophan?
Yeah. It's the tryptophan that's associated with poultry, but believe it or not, turkey doesn't have that much in it. Other poultry does, as well as tea, so don't be just blaming that poor little gobbler now. But other things are happening here, and this is what's important. I think a lot of people out there think that it's all about the fact that the body redistributes blood to the stomach when you've had a pretty good-sized meal, or any meal for that matter, and that's why you're feeling so poopy. Turns out that's really not the full case at all. When you have a high-carb, fat, sugary kind of meal, like good old everything you get in America, it stimulates hormones from the small intestine. And what it does then is it basically starts a whole domino effect with things like insulin. Now, insulin increases, especially if you have that sugary, nasty, high-carb stuff. And when that happens, serotonin increases and melatonin. And when that happens, you start falling asleep. You see, there's brain chemicals, and then there's hormones that are all affected with this. So it's not just that redistribution of the blood flow that causes food coma. And guess what?
What?
Michelle, what else happens? You fly a lot. You get stressed a lot, right?
Just like with me.
You think this impacts on this too?
Of course. Of course it does. So the things, Pam, so quickly, so you want to watch what you eat, right? So first you should eat a good breakfast, and then watch what you eat and avoid fast foods, avoid sugar and flour, eat a low-carb, high-protein lunch or diet, and eat less, and curb your caffeine intake, and skip the wine or beer for lunch, which I love. Darn.
Well, actually, alcohol slow digestion.
I know.
So you've just listened to Ask Her with Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robeson. Keep getting right on back to us. Ask us your questions. You know how to do it. Get on to Radio MD. We're so happy to have answered your questions. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.